They put the son of Imam Yuschet and Allah first to God. The Gemara says there were two Amoroim who were walking in the cemetery at Chiyavah at the Yenison, 10 lines to the bottom. And they were walking on the base of Kavarius and the Titsus. The Gemara calls it Titsus Kelsa. Today we don't do very special because we don't have Chalus anymore. But the Gemara Gemara had Chalus and Ovam. But before the whole Titsus, the whole Titsus train, they called Kelsa. So the Titsus of Rabbi Yenison was dragging on the graves on the floor. So he told him, Dal, you pick it up, that it's like the Rosh Hashanah, if I say it's not proper. So he said, what do you mean? The Mason are dead, they don't know what's happening, what do you mean? And my father and said, well, she was going to say, Mason made him yod in the humor. The Tosha says in Kailas, that the Mason don't understand, they don't see what's happening. I'm all right, if he told Rabbi Yenison, you don't understand Tanakh. In Karisa, Karisa's Mikra, if you study Tanakh, Lo Shanita, you didn't Kaza. You should Kaza and you'll understand it better. In Shanitim, if you did Chazal or Shilashta, you should learn it a third time. And if in Shilashta, if you learned it a third time, so I'm sorry, but Tisholachot. Obviously, he didn't have a good idea, but he didn't explain it well. Because that's not the Pshat. The Pasuk that says Hamasim, even the Yodim Yuma, doesn't mean living people as opposed to dead people, as opposed to living people, means Tzadikim as opposed to the Shem. Tzadikim Achuyim Chayim Afilu V'Nisofim, because the Tzadikim are going to have Tzadikim Hamasim. Because the Tzadikim have Tzadikim Hamasim. So when they're dead, it's like a person who's asleep. That's what the Masha writes in on the Gemara in the end of Roman Tzir. The Gemara says that Eliyahu Hanavi once used to come to the Beis Medrash every day, to learn in the Beis Medrash every day, but I think that you don't know the yeshiva. And then one time Masha Yishu came late, and then he asked him what's going on, so he said every Masha Yishu goes to Marat HaMachpeh, Machevron, to wake up Avram, and to wash Negelmas, and then he downs with him, and he puts him back to sleep, and he wakes up Yitzchak, and Masha's and Negelmas, and he puts him back to sleep. Yeah, I got it in the Gemara. So Rebbe says, so why don't you wake them all up at the same time? Why do you have to waste so much time? Because each one davens shachris and musaf. So if they're all davening together, then the Rebbe Shlom would have to bring Mashiach, and the Rebbe Shlom doesn't want to bring Mashiach. So he told me the Rebbe Shlom time to wake up each one separately. So the Mashiach has the Kamat and the Gemara. What did he wash Negel after for? Because like when a person goes to sleep and he wakes up in the morning, so he has a rachatul, he washes Negel after. So the tzaddikim and misaf and kuyin chayim. So when they're dead, it's a tchina like a sleep. When a person is asleep, when a little wakes them up, so it's like waking up, they make, you wash Negelot. So the Gemara calls the Tzadikim, the Misasam, HaKuin Chayim, they're sleeping. And the Rishayim, HaKuin B'Chayim, truly made. So the Pasuk that says, HaMesim made them yod in the human, the Mesim don't know anything, it doesn't mean they don't know. It means the Mesim is a term, that means the Rishayim. The Rishayim don't pay attention to the fact the Mishnah says another. The Stakul Rishosh is Rami Yatabon Be'aver. Rami Yain Bosh Lo Anasar Elchot and Mi Yatabon Yitzi Yidin Cheshmet. So if the person keeps in mind that he's going to die ultimately, okay, Masha Rima Betalim is going to be buried in the grave and Yatabon Yitzi Yidin Cheshmet. So this will prevent him, Yatabon Be'aver, this will prevent him from sitting. So the Rishayim obviously don't keep these things in mind. So that's what it means. Hamaytin Eidam Yodimim, it doesn't mean they don't know. They know, but they don't pay attention. They ignore the fact. They don't consider the fact that they're going to die and they better be careful and not do any of it. But the tzaddikim, Achayim Yodim Sheyamusu, the other passage says Achayim is a tzaddikim Yodim Sheyamusu. Everybody knows they're going to die. But it means they have it in mind all the time. Stop the slash of the body, you have to go there. They always conscious of the fact that they're going to die and they're going to be put to walk on offering of the Talaya and the Fini after also losing the message. So that prevents them from sitting. That's what the passage is. But it doesn't mean that the Nathan don't know what's happening. The Nathan do know what's happening. It means that the Rishayim don't take to heart the fact that they're going to die and they're going to have to give an account to the Bezal Shomayim. That's the Chupcha. And she lost it, but it means it's like this. Ki ha-chayim yod yishiyam nusu refers to ele tzadikim shabu nusas in yikroim chayim. So that's Pshar ha-chayim yod yishiyam nusu that says it's a heart. We really have a mocker for this idea, such a famous member, that tzadikim and nusasam are kruim chayim. Ha-chayim means from the people tzadikim. So the mocker in this pasuk shenema, tzadikim and nusasam chayim shenema, the pasuk says, and that parak in that capital in Shmuel Bay is the Pasuk lists Shmuel Bay Gibran Hashem Lezav. It gives all the generals and all the big men in the army of Baran. So I have a whole bunch of names. So the Pasuk Shem, the Pasuk is that it's not a general, a whole list of 50 generals. So the Gemara interprets the Pasuk differently. that he gives the name of one general and the other six, seven names in the Tosfos are descriptions of the general. He gives it as David HaMelech, and he gives a whole bunch of words, and the Gemara says, no, these are all descriptions of David HaMelech. It's not Kama, Kama, another general, another general. He also been a Yod, and your Yoda. But the other was one of the generals. David HaMelech was also a big warrior, but David HaMelech was also a Talmud Chacham. Sometimes the Talmud Chacham has nothing to do with the army, sometimes people in the army have nothing to do with the Torah. Sometimes you have great something about Chachamim, but big generals in the army also. So David HaMelech, the Gemara said, he had in the first place, David HaMelech was a big warrior, and he said, ah, and he was Yadam Lachlachas Vidam Shir Vidam Shulya. He was asking difficult, annoying Shilas. He didn't just ask the prayer of the Shilas. He asked him to need it, and he had to hold the Shulya in his hand to ask him whether the woman is Tanea to her and so on. Annoying Shilas. So Binayahu then Yahoyadam is also mentioned in the first time. Gemara considers Binayahu then Yahoyadam. There's a tradition he was the Yabdaz. The Gemara says that when you want to go to Mohammed, the first few places, yeah. When you want to go to Mohammed or Shuas, and you want to just expand the Eretz Yisrael, so you have to have the authorization of the Sanhedrin and the Tumim and so on, on the top of Bab Zalim and Alas. The Gemara says, in the Yodah, the Sanhedrin means the Rosh HaSanhedrin. So that's what the Gemara here is also assumed that he was a fifth Tzadik and a fifth Tamachah. He, first of all, he was a Ben Ishchai. It's a description of Ben Yodah. He was a Ben Ishchai, he was the son of a living man. That's the Big Marais. What do you mean? Big Marais and other people are children of dead men. Mm-hmm. When he was a general, his father was still alive. His father said, now that my son is general. What does he mean, Ben Ishkai? Big Marais says, no, his father was an outstanding tzaddik. Ben Ishkai, as opposed to me. I mean, that Abdullah ben Yisrael came from him. His father was a tzaddik. He was a big time of coffin. And it's that Ben Ishkai's father was a tzaddik. Rato Olin, he was a very active individual. A lot of activity by him. Mikapta El means that he used to gather all the people together. He made weekends and he made public shiurim and he had camps for the children, everything, all kinds of habatsa satara, all kinds of activities. And not only that, he beat up Shnei Aliyah. Shnei means years up, Shani Shel, or Shnei means two. It's a little unclear whether it works. Rashi says that Shnei means years of. Aliyah means the Beit HaMikdash. Rashi says Aliyah, the Beit HaMikdash. Aliyah, Kiryas Chana Dovid. Aliyah is the Beit HaMikdash. Yishalayim, Beit HaMikdash is called Aliyah. What does it mean? He knocked down, he hit. Shnei, Aliyah, what does it mean? The two Beit HaMikdashes. What means the years of the Beit HaMikdash. So Rashi, Anan Gemara says, Ishmael, he knocked down the Shanim. Rashi Lam Shnei means Shanim of Aliyah. That you speak about, all the great tzaddikim who lived during the period of the first Beit HaMikdash until the second Beit HaMikdash, then walks along this unusual tzaddik in the Yod and Yod, and he puts everybody else to shame. Like he knocks everybody else down. All the tzaddikim from the Beit HaMikdash, from all of those years, he beat them all. It's a slang expression that we would say. The Gemara Darshan is a Tosfos. Huhiko Shnei Aliyah Mayav. The Rashi learns Shnei Aliyah means the years of the Beit HaMikdash. Tosfos learns Miloshin Shnei too. So why the two? Shnei Aliyah Mayav. They say because David the Shlomo built the Beit HaMikdash. What do you mean David the Shlomo? David didn't build the Beit HaMikdash. David was interested in building the Beit HaMikdash. Shlomo built it. He bought the land. It's looking to say he bought it from Aram Nahalusi. And then whenever he waged all of the wars, so it's looking to say in Dubai Yom, and whenever he captured gold and silver, and something that was really special and valuable, he would be magnificent. He would set it aside to make sure he really wanted to build it, but the Nabi didn't let him. So he would be managing all of the gold and silver and he sat at the side. It's stupid to like that. But I don't know. The Gemara on the day he says two Bat Mikdash, Bayesh Rishon and Bayesh Sheni. Let him be Rishon, let him be Sheni. But Rashi says, Shnei, Shalim, Shel, years of. So I get the impression, I don't know, maybe it's not. Yeah, Shnei, I don't know. Tezmas runs a Shnei, the Chara Tezmas runs a Shnei means two. he says the Tzur means David Shlomo. And why is it Moab? Because David was a descendant from Rusam Ayavir, and Melech Shlomo was also a descendant from Rusam Ayavir. So the Beis HaMikdash, yeah. What's got to do with Beis HaMikdash? Beis HaMikdash is Moab. I don't know. And the Gemara, Rabbi Beit, Shnei Ariel, the two Beis HaMikdash, whatever. So how does it work? If the Gemara understands this topic, that it's all a description of an Ayor Ben Yoyada, it's all a description of the rest of the passage is a description of him. I don't think in Ben Ishchai, let's see more. Ben Ishchai, we have an expression, Ben Nebel Sasha. What is he? His father is a Nebel. He himself is a Ben Nebel. So you say a Ben Belial. Doesn't mean that his father is a Ben Belial. He means that well, you're in Din HaKreis HaRosh. It means that it's a description of the person himself, Din HaKreis HaRosh. It doesn't mean that he's a son of. Ben Yoyada, that was his father, Yoyada. But when it says Ben Ishkai, so the Gemara asks him on the day. The Gemara quotes the whole part, and they say on the top of the moment, Ben Ishkai, what does it mean? Also, Kuliyam, all other people are Ben Ishkai. Everyone else is born after the father dies. I mean, normal people, normal situation. The father and the mother are alive. When the baby is born, what does it mean? He was a Ben Ishkai. The Gemara says, no, it means he's a Ben Ishkai. So who is that a description of? It doesn't mean that his father was a Sai. Yeah, that's a description of him himself. Then Yoyada was like a Ben Mother, a Ben Leah, was a Ben Ishkai. He was a Sai.
Like
a
Sai.
Means that he I made a mistake before. I don't think it means that his father was a tzaddik. I think it means that he was an outstanding tzaddik. In addition to being a great Talmid Chacham, he marked he was a Rosh Hashanah, he was also an outstanding tzaddik. What is the next phrase? Rat for Olin, the Gemara says another day. What does it mean, Rat for Olin? The Kapsa'el, Shariba, the Kibbutz for Olin, he introduced all kinds of youth activities and shiurim for the aged and whatever, Akolim in the evening, Akolim in the morning, whatever. He made all kinds of gimmicks to get people to do. And then the passage continues to describe, Hu Hikra Shnei Ariyo Moyov. What does that mean? Hu Hikra Shnei Ariyo Moyov Shnei. He has Kimari Yisrael, Lod Mikdashish, Lod Mikdasheni. He beat all of the others in his tikkus in his Yerushalma. And then the last phrase in the pasuk, L'cheret, describing his strength, his physical strength, that was, Hu Yorad, he once lowered himself down, V'hikor HaTali, V'tel HaBor, Yom HaShol. Sounds like it was snowing one day, and he climbed into a door, and he killed a lion, a live lion, with his own hands. Sounds like Shimshon HaGibra. So the Gemara says that that's not what it means. He was a strong person, he was a general in the army, but that's not what this phrase means. I don't know if the Gemara is giving Pshuta Shamikra. The Pshuta Shamikra means that he killed a lion on a snowy day, but this is in addition to the Pshuta Shamikra. I don't know. So the Gemara interprets this mean, this time it's in addition to the Pshuta Shamikra. What does it mean? On the day that it was snowing, he went into a door and he ripped the lion apart with his own hand. Zika the Yami, one version is that what he did was, that he wanted to be terrible in the mikveh. Like they give descriptions of tzaddikim in Europe, and there was the ice was so thick, in order to go, you had to break through the ice, and then he went into the freezing water, into the river to be terrible in the mikveh. So that's what he did. The tzaddik Yizid, the Gebarda, he broke the chunks of ice, but not as the tzaddik. He was terrible in the mikveh. There's no snow. How is it ever so cold? I don't know. What was he terrible in the mikveh for? That's the shadow. What was he terrible in? What do we have to be terrible in the mikveh? So Rashi writes on the top line, Kitei Lasek Batelu. He was a Talmud Chacham, and we know that this is Hakadosh Ezra. Okay. But once he was mamish, well, it's not every day. Maybe there was a warm mikveh. Maybe there was no afterward, a cold mikveh. But one day the mamish was nothing, and he had to break the ice. And go be terrible in the
earth.
He says, oh, that's Tosfos Kashi. It says on the side to look in the... So look in the... When Chivega tells you to look there on the side of the mouth, tells you to look in the Tosfos and both come about the days of the days. At the end of Eretz Meruba. At the end of Eretz Meruba, they wanted to stop only at the Takonis of Ezra. So one of the Takonis of Ezra was that a man who is a Valkyrie is forbidden to learn that Takon later in our Torah. It's all under the Torah. A man who is a Valkyrie is forbidden to learn Torah. So Tosfos Tainis says that the quote that Rashi says it, there's a comment that you cannot learn Shas in his Gemara, that it means he was terrible in the mix in order to learn Torah. Ezra was way later. Ezra was in the beginning of the second day of English, and this was before the first day of English. So I can see that he was terrible to the last of the Torah. But that does not mean that he was dominating, right? He wanted to eat tshuva or whatever. He wanted to do something that you had to be tohu for. He just might have nothing to be tohu. How does Rashi take the answer better? So it's really not that difficult. Some Rishonim, we once discussed it, some Rishonim understand that the Takana Ezra, there were 10 Takana Ezra. So the Mihiri writes, that, I'm not sure if it happened from Kamada, I'll say that. The Mihiri writes that 9 of the Takanas were enactments Nidilabana. And this 10th one, that a Balkari is forbidden, a man is a Balkari is forbidden to learn Torah, so the Gemara date is in Anapasis. That you should learn Torah throughout all the generations in the same way that you on the Kabbalah Torah has seen. Just like when the Russian gave you the Torah has seen, everybody had to go to the 3 days and then. And the women shouldn't be Paletishik as there. So that's why they had to go 3 days and maybe Paletishik as there. After that, the Torah was but nah, just like at the time when Matthew Torah was given the aim of the year of the rest of the city, I so too, throughout all the generations, whenever a person learns Torah, he should consider it a gift to the Kabbalah Pnei Ashkina, and ask the aim of the year of the rest of the year. So the more dashing is from a person. But the Shari dashing from a person, the Kharim that it's in their right. So what do you mean that Ezra made a Takana? It's not a Takana. Because the Pashuk Shati that the Rosh is only a Smachter and it's only Takana to Rabbana. And the Miri suggests, he's prompted by the Pashuk Sakash, and Miri suggests, no, but maybe it's really a Dinda Raisa. I said, why did the Takana go? She means, in like the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechon and Ben Zakai made 9 Takanas. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, in Sukkah, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah lived up all the 9 Takanas. Then the Gemara says, 9 Takanas, 8 of them are Takanas to Rabbana. He changed Dinim, he introduced new Dinim to Rabbana. And the 9th one really was a Dinda Raisa. So the Gemara says, why do you call it Hiskin? The Gemara says, Darash for Hiskin. He just was mafarsim his opinion as to what the Dinda Raisa was on this issue. On the Allah of Yonahan of Kulayot, the Gemara says, that was really a Dinda Raisa. So the Miri finds the same over here. That this was really a Dinda Raisa, and Ezra had that it was always like that. The Miri was prompted to say this because he had a Kasha. Faces and bothers with Akasha faces and prophets and about come. If it's a Takana for Ezra, did Ezra be even made a Takana to the Bakari forbidden to learn Torah? And the Gemara says later in our Torah that in the Tkufa Satanaim, in the later period of the Tkufa Satanaim, the Satanaim abolished this Takana. So in the Vatla Takana that you require Tfilah for Bakari in order to learn, you're allowed to learn even though you're a Bakari and you didn't go to Mikra. The Faces of Akasha, you have a Kerala, Devish and Dominion. If you have a Takana de Rabbanon, the later Bezin can only be Eker if they are greater than Chokhmah the Minyan. In Bezin Yavon, nothing to do with the Chaveri, Elin King Gala Menu Hovnin. So those are the Kashi, what is it, the later Tanayim? Who is it, the Judah and Zera thing? How could they be in the Bible of Takana Sezra? What do you held that he was greater than Chokhmah from Ezra? Maybe greater than Minyan, had a bigger group of Chachanim. Greater than means you have to have more Rabbanim. Greater than Chokhmah, did he think? Maybe he was, but did he really hold that he was greater than Ezra? Possible, but he thinks so. So that's what Tezis works on that kash. He says he gives different suggestions. So the Miri claims that this halacha that requires that Bezin credit the Chokhmah of the Minyan is only needed to repeal a Takana de Rabbanim, an enactment that was instituted in an earlier generation. Better than in an earlier generation, they held the demons like this, based on their understanding of the Pasuk and Kodesh. And later generation, they held that that's not the Pshat, but a different Pshat of the Pasuk. For them, the Yerushalmi, quoted by the Rambam, says the Seirish, places the Roshani quotes in the Pasuk. No. When it comes to how you understand Pshat of the Sukkim, then you apply the demons, you took the Zohar, Kishmur, the Zohar, and the Zohar, the Shavit, Shavit, and Mecha. There is no requirement for a Bezin God of the Chokhmah of the Minyan. That if I want to passion against someone in our generation wants to passion against us, some sort against Nadi Yehuda, so he doesn't have to say that he feels it is greater the Chokhmah and greater the Minyan than the Nadi Yehuda. If he's entitled to an opinion, that's the sticky problem. Most people are not entitled to an opinion. He can't beat the Hebrew without the Kurdish. But if he knows how to meet people without the Kurdish, he knows more than that. And he's entitled to an opinion. That's a sticky question. How does a person know? How does a person know that he's entitled to issue an opinion? Okay. If one is entitled to an opinion, and then he finds, to his surprise, whatever, that the Nadi Yehuda doesn't share his opinion. But he disagrees with Nadi Yehuda, but he doesn't feel that he's bigger than Nadi Yehuda, bigger than the Chacham Soter. He thinks Nadi Yehuda is bigger. But on this one thing, he just can't agree. So that's the halacha. Ein lecha elo shoyt, it should be a mecha. If this person is entitled to an opinion, so he has to tell his honest view, he disagrees with the Nadi Yehuda. One of that doesn't go to the Chacham Soter in the The only time you require that is if the earlier Bezin instituted an enactment, the instituted that they're the Rabban, the later Bezin knows that they did, and they want to repeal it. they're not giving a different shot in anything. They know the earlier Bezin made it to Kanapan, let Bezin one time do it. But then you require a Bezin, that is a Chavim of Minyan. So that's what the Nehemi suggests. That maybe the later Tanaim, Rabbi Yudah ben Beseir, and the other Tanaim who repealed the Takanas Ezra, they didn't know that they were greater than Ezra of the Chavim of Minyan. Ezra said it in their eyes. He dashed in the Tarsic in such a way that implies that a Valkyrie is forbidden to learn Tarsic with his table in the Mikveh. And the Buddha then said, the others are in a different place, but it's not so. They didn't feel any takon at all. They didn't turn out the Kabbalah. And you can't then shout the way you said that about carries off the calendar. So we just heard it on the whole thing. So if you should say like that, that it wasn't really a takon as Ezra. It was really Ezra was Barash Behitkin. He was just the father saying, this didn't arise. So it could be that for many years, since the days of Mountain Terror, still it could be that this is a point that was debated, and some Chachamim held that there should be such a drasha. It should be such a din that about carries out to the return. Others held it not. And as he came, and he passed on that year, and then came later, Rabbi Yudah said, he passed on that now. Sometimes the other shadow goes back and forth over the generations until you have a big explosion. And one generation says, absolutely yes, and that lasts for 100, 200, 300 years, 500 years. And then comes Rabbi Yudah there, and he says, no. From now on, it's no. Yeah, there's a lot of transmission. Mishnah, back, forth. The Moshe, you have the shadow whether you're allowed to do Yibum or not. Are you allowed to do Yibum? So the town has intentions that it went back and forth twice. First the stock was that you are allowed to do Yibum, then it's changing that idea, then in fact you are allowed to do Yibum. And different schools, they have Mishnayos, and you have right this and anymore, that they used to change the stock in every generation. Every Chacham would do whatever they had on Lachon. So it could be that the Rashi is not so schwer. So he's saying, how can it be that he's a title for Takana Zedra? Takana Zedra wasn't instituted yet. So that Yod Ben Yod was made before Takana Zedra. It could be that Ezra was Barash for his, and he was Messiah and didn't there, right? And this been a rabbi and he had always had like that. Anyway, that's what I said. Tosis, she comes from holds that it's not, because Tosis claims in Brokos and Barakana that Takana says it was a Takana to Rabbonim. They don't understand the rule that it should be a Dinder, right? If Mar says he made 10 Takana, so Takana is a Takana to Rabbonim.
He didn't say that he was, he didn't try to be able to wear it. He didn't want it to touch him or like a shady or something.
Right, that's what Tosis says, I think. Yeah. Tosis there in Brokos and says he was totally nice and shameful.
Maybe Ezra made a general Takuna. But there were people that were practicing the...
The Midas Hatzitz. Yeah. The Midas Hatzitz. But also... Yeah. We all know so much from precedent. Over the weekend, I was at the Hamrak at the early weekend. That came up, comes up very often. How much in a legal system... I think in secular law, they follow precedent. If there's a judge who wants to stop for something, everyone is called to follow it.
We don't hold like that.
Just because there's someone who said something. So someone wrote a paper. So just because he's dead and he wrote a paper, so we have to choose different things. If he would be alive, he wouldn't disagree. We would disagree with him to say. So just because he's not alive, you have to have more than that. So just because he's been to the station, or he wouldn't been to the station. A lot of people have such an attitude. If someone from an earlier generation been to the station, who was it? He would be here. We would disagree with him also. So just because he's on the other mind, I don't understand the other man, so you know, it's not correct way, but
he said he can't answer. If he were alive, maybe
he'd take... And I can answer. That is a consideration. That's called Amy Shigin Sarri La Hamaisa. That's what the Rosh uses that expression. We don't have so much in practice. I mean, you have to see what the... Usually things have been worked out already. It's not that you wouldn't have to say 99.9% of the time they work everything out the right way. So why do we have to go play a head to go figure it out? Maybe not so. Maybe not so. His family works out right. But the person works the whole thing out. So one is royal, one is entitled to an opinion. One is selfish and he comes up with a maskonim. Not like the Nadi Bihud. But Marshall a lot of times disagrees with Nadi Bihud and something. But he doesn't seem to say that he's greater than any. He thinks on this particular point he disagrees and he's entitled to everything. So the Gemara says, two shekels in this line in the passage, what does it mean? Vuhikra Sari, v'techabar b'yom ha'shorot. He killed a lion on a snowy day. Yom shekels, when he was tovel on mikveh, he did a heroic act of Mesiras Nevesh to be tovel on the mikveh to break the ice. And Ikadiyami, another version is, the Tanis, the Shred Bei Rav, b'yom ha'disisra. The Shred Bei Rav is the Sefer and Vayikra. Curse for hand, yes. So what is this? The Tosis explains. Why is it called Hikra Sari Achai? It means that he was misgather over the hardest of all of the sons. Tarakan has all been of
of touching the Shabbos, which then is known that we're not used to, that's very difficult, and that's called the Techa Bor, because Techa Ba'ikra is right in the middle of all of the Hamishu Chumashi Torah. It's called the Ariri because it's Chumash Adisram, it's the most difficult because it has touching the Shabbos, and it's called Techa Bor, right smack in the middle of the Tikkun Torah, Shehut Yemtah Asfar, and Ba'ikra is in the middle of all of the Hamishu Chumashi Torah. The Gemara has two interpretations on the text. So that's what the Kriya is all about. The other thing is the Yom HaShalek.
You would have wondered.
A short day. The Yom is a
different.
In one day. In a short winter day.
In the summertime it's not good.
So let it throw catch in the towers in one day.
Well, it's much time, but the winter time is short.
I don't know. It's coming out of the wind. The winter time means the short day. Yeah, that's what it sounds like. They describe the Tzaddik, however you interpret this Tzaddik means to say that he was an unusual Tzaddik and unusual Talmud Chach. That's exactly it. So that Tzaddik that's amazing was Kiyacha, Yod Mashiach Musa, that refers to the Tzaddik, and Shem Yisrael, and Kriyim Chaim, Yod Mashiach Musa means to keep in mind that let's mean the Yatra to meet within the Cheshmet. And the other part is that says that Meitmein and Yodim Yivar, first they will show him that even Atilu Shabbachayim, Kuhim Meitim, and Yodim Yivar, they don't pay attention to the fact that so it's called all the Mamos, and they sin and they don't care. Where do you get such an idea that we show him Atilu Shabbachayim, Kuhim Meitim? Tzadikim, Dim Yisrael, to Kuhim Meitim, is based on that part, it's been a Yodim Yivar, then it's right. Where do you have such a notion that a Rosh Atilu Shabbachayim is called on Meit? Based on the pasuk, the Gemara quotes from two pasukim, one is from Yecheskel, one is from Chumash. So the first pasuk is Shne'emah, V'yatecholo Rosh Nesi Yisrael. The Navi tells the king, he's prophesying that the Churban, the Beit HaMikdash is going to be destroyed. So he tells the king, who was a Rosh, that he's going to die. So what does he talk, call him? Cholo. Cholo is a dead body. He's talking to a living person, and he says, the enemy is going to come and they're going to kill you. You dead body, the enemy's gonna come, he's gonna kill you. If he's dead, he's dead, what are they gonna kill? It means you Russia. He calls a Russia Cholo, a dead body, a Afilu Bechayim, he calls him Nesi Yisrael. He was Rosh HaMemshalah.
Could be moved on the matter when you're gonna be calling Ben Ishai means the opposite from a living Russia who's dead. He goes don't portray, therefore you make a contradiction. This child is one of three years, look what was in child, I thought the king, he was certain he did it in this. And when the horse is mad, even if he's alive, he doesn't do anything. Therefore, by how much he gives, is the level of high.
That's another thing, that's another thing. That's what you point out. The top places on the base point out that it's really a pre-exist. And this pasuk in Shmuel Beis, first pasuk says, Ben Yodah, Ben Ishchai, that's the Kriya. And the Kriya is Ben Ishchayil. Ben Ishchayil means the one who is very active, very creative, accomplished. He accomplished a lot.
Is that in the Kriya?
Yeah. No, it doesn't bother me. He's very capable, very talented. So what's the Gemara asking Ben Ishchayil? Mace, what's the question? They says, no, whenever you can give a Taish in the Kriya and exist, the Gemara tries to give on both. So that's what the Gemara says, Ben Ishchai means that he was a big tzaddik, that even the Mishraish is going to be called Chai. Chayodim has at the end of the Sefer, Hilchas Purim, so he has a whole drosh on Mizmor HaSoida, I think, not Mizmor HaSoida, he had a Yeshua or something, his house burned out, and he was killed. And he celebrated his own Purim and every year on that occasion. So he writes the drasha that he gave on one of the commemorations. The whole drasha is on Nizmul Sefer. Hu asonu v'loy anachnu. What does it mean? Hu asonu v'loy anachnu. So there's a three exes. Hu asonu v'loy anachnu. The exes, I think, was an aleph, no? The Rebbeinu Shalom created us and we're not self-made people. V'loy anachnu. We didn't make ourselves. But the three is hu asonu. He made us. And therefore we belong to the Rebbeinu Shalom. So he writes both of them. Whenever you can interpret both the Kriya and the Kriya, you should interpret both. So this is right to the Sanhedrin and the Abdawis. That there's a Machlekes HaTanoim, when you have a Kriya and the Kriya, but you say Yeshem HaMikri, Yeshem HaMasoros, then the Halacha is different, and there's a contradiction in the Halacha. If you follow the Kriya, the Halacha will come out one way. Follow the Kriya, the Halacha will come out another way. So which do you follow? Halacha or Ma'isa? So that's the Machlekes HaTanoim, when you say Yeshem HaMikri, do you follow the Kriya? Yeshem HaMasoros, you follow the Masoretic text, you follow the Kriya.
The Pesach says the only time there's machlekes is if there's no way to be miyashir for the mishalot both together. You can't blend them both them together. But if there is a way to figure out to be kaveh the din based on a combination of both the kriya and the kzid, then everybody will agree. That's what they say. Everybody will agree that you darshan both. So that's what the Pesach says over here. So we try to darshan both the kriya and the kzid. Ben Ishai was a lot of the kriya we understand. He was very talented. But we want to even understand the kzid. What does it mean, Ben Ishai? The general truth that we just read on Shavuot, there are a few very strange things. There's a Kree the Lake Seed. A lie, yes. A few
strange things that are very strange.
You are not a lie, also very lake and also almost you have a few times, yeah? Yes, a few times. Then you have the other person, so when the army is telling you, the Rechaz, the Samson, the Rechaz, 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 the
used to use a lot of Rabbi Chaim Kalishis in Sefer, and Rabbi Shammais was very good. He used to use a lot of drushes. Sometimes he would take just the Yisraelis in there, sometimes he would take the whole drush. In some of the drushes that he printed, he gives the recognition. He says that he took it from Rabbi Shammais. The big boy knows it. In his Sefer, he has on every Sefer, in the Torah and Bereshit, not for every Sefer, he has Elik Halacha and Drush. He has a Shtikot Torah, and he has a Drush. So the Halacha is not the good style. Halacha is not the way they learn in yeshivas today. So somebody in Eretz Yisrael decided to read the Sefer, so the left side was okay with Halacha. Because no one would use it anyway. So they have times to get the printer right. Left side is good Halacha. It's a different stuff. Different, in the Chubas, the three day Asian is Chubas. Right, so when he used to get a difficult shadow, he would consult with other people as well. So sometimes he would consult with the Chazon Ish, with Rav Chaim Oizel, with Rav Hena Chagis, with the Kal Sherov, with the Cheskel Kal Sher, with the Amedish Amaisa, he would consult with others, Murirov, Artishul Kamai, and he has their children in the center. He prints, once in a while, he prints what they wrote in. And Ebenezer usually, I know Chaim in the other day, he goes, Ebenezer, those are Yuchsi, those are the Sher Shad. So though, on those areas, sometimes he consults with the others and he would print their opinion. So here on this, on the Megillah Shuros, he has an Amir Shammai, a very beautiful idea. I don't think I ever heard it in the world. I remember my father used to say that on Ish Tzukim. He gives a Hanacha, he makes a premise that the Tziv is what the truth of the matter really was. The decree is what the perception of the decree is what you say. The Tziv is, you have to look inside to see what the Tziv is. See, when the Balkari lands the Megillah Shuros, you get a perception of what happened, but if you want to know what really happened, you have to look inside. So Naomi is a tzaddikus, and she has a daughter-in-law, Ruth, who is a geirus. No, a lot of times the geirus is not self-room. Sometimes they're very, very strong. Sometimes they're more methodic and misses the other people. So visualize such a situation. Naomi tells her daughter-in-law, Ruth, a single girl, and there's a single guy there, Boaz, you should go down, put on your Shabbat, take a mabushin, put on perfume, take a shower, dress up nice, go down. Mom is like a zayna. So one would get the impression that for you, there's no forgiveness. So for her, that's good enough. Shaggy, yeah, yeah. For her, that's just not so bad. But for a real Jewish girl, we would never recommend such a thing. So there's a clear fib here. It says, Rachat Sustach, there's something. I would do it myself. If I would be in your situation, I would do it myself. The Shachafi. You release my voice of the Shachapti, I would do it myself. But the perception that Ruth had was, she wasn't so convinced that the Shligah would have done it herself. So the perception that she had was, the son thing was that, the Aradit had therein, the Shachap, all three times the Abiklinik said, that she was telling me, she herself would not real from a woman would never do such a thing. She's telling it to me because I'm a Shiksa, I'm a Gieris, so she tells it to me. And that's what it says. That's a cleaver of this. What you're telling me, I'll do. No, you're telling it to me, I'm a shiksa anyway. So that's her perception was, that she's telling it to her. that when you look inside the word, a lie doesn't appear because it's not true. The topic is not, the ksiv is not going to write what's not true. When you look inside, it's not because Ruth was a viewer. She was very true. The mother-in-law wouldn't have sent her. She herself wouldn't have done the same thing. So inside it doesn't say a lie. The kri is her perception. And then when she was about to go back in the morning, so she woke up early, Vatishka Magalez Barabar Vatofim Mitern Yakirish Yisrael Yemer. And Boaz said, I will run to Kippur Isha Goyim. Let's not make any scandals in the neighborhood. Don't let anybody know this over here. So as she's going back, so he gives her a little something to take back. What does he give her? He said, give her some food. Give her some hungry shit. They're not eating. They have no food. He says, take your handkerchief, take the handkerchief, and he puts in shesh seorim, six kernels of barley. That's not much nothing. It's like I sometimes give breakfast to my little three-year-old. So I take a bowl and I put in two pieces of cereal. I said, is that enough? So sometimes she says, yes, sometimes no. What do you mean? What did he put six little kernels? What is that for? So Rashi said, there is a thing, Rashi said, and Basim, and that the six tzaddikim are going to come out of her. He meant Basim and Rashi love on the Bua. And the Bua with a simen means that the Nebuah Zich is going to be Mikuyim. When you have a Poyal Binyo, a Ramban Rai Tafamish. A lot of times in Farah, you have a Nebuah, and they did something, they enacted it. So when you have a Nebuah, the Pardinian, it strengthens the Nebuah, it's never going to happen. So that's what Rashi quotes in the Medrash. That's what the idea was. But she didn't understand. He didn't tell her that they're going to be sick, so he didn't tell her. So that's why the Cheskel Lipschitz writes, Ms. Talmud, she thought that this is a family secret, something in the family, because Boaz was related to Naomi. And Ms. Talmud, she thought that when a girl is out the whole night and she goes back home, this isn't the sum of the sinner to give, whether she was Mizana or not. Somebody put something in a handkerchief and a shvigah will understand what the sinner is. So that's why it says, to Amarei Lai, out the way, wait a more from us there. Her perception of this story, of putting the six foot on my eyes, he told me, you better go back with this, otherwise the shvigah is going to throw you out of the house. But that wasn't really the truth. It has nothing to do with it. He told me, because the shvigah is going to be chashi shvigah. Shomar, after going back, come up and says, don't go back. Give the shvigah a sinner. There's going to be tzaddikim coming after you. It wasn't Shomar he lied. That's his suggestion. When you have a clean experience, you have to see if it works out in other places in Tanakh. He claims that that's the secret behind all of these creeks. Interesting idea. The Gemara quotes two psukim here to demonstrate this idea that Rishayim b'chayayim kuriyim eitim. That their life is not of value. The Gemara had the lesson of the tefillah. The kai atshlon atzati eni chidai, atshlon atzati kibron atzati. What does it mean? The Belsham didn't bring the person into this world at an earlier time because he wouldn't be able to accomplish. Actually, Lord Sati, before I was born to this world, any Kedai wasn't of value to me to be born to the world. Because the Belsham wanted me to accomplish something that I'm actually Shana Sati, and I don't keep the mitzvahs. It's the same as if I hadn't been born. I didn't accomplish anything. So that's what we need. So Rishon Bechayel, Guri Mason, they didn't accomplish anything. The whole purpose of bringing people into life is to accomplish a certain goal and a certain mission. The Balsam gives a mission to every person. That's why we call Rishonim B'chayim Kriyimek Machalo or a dead body. The body is saying, may happen if you want, you can give the same idea to be derived from a Pasuk in Chumash, Avishlai Meirim Rishlai Sheirim Yuma Tamei. You should kill the dead man based on two. When you kill a dead man, if he's dead, he's dead. That means you should kill the Rashi. Chayim, he's alive, Allah HaMeis Nekara. He's alive, but we call him, we give him the label of the name. It's a little strange, you know, first quote a pasuk in Yechezkel, and if you want to, I'll quote a pasuk from Chumash. Mm-hmm. If you want to, that's from Chumash, it's always better than a pasuk from Novi. You want to quote a pasuk from Chumash? Just like the Gemara has, you would have the Yoi, the Torah. The Yoi, that's a pasuk. What is the Yoi? The Yoi. So the Gemara says in Sanhedrin a different part on this pasuk. The Gemara has the Yoi, so I may have pointed out that Gemara. That before the Bez never kills anybody, they have to make a Gemar Din L'mitzah. So the minute that they make the Gemar Din L'mitzah, he's considered a Gavad Chilo. So whoever shoots him is considered while he's walking around. A Gavad Chilo still makes it like Tzim, 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 still makes it like he has the status of the Gavad Chilo been engaged to a handful of demons, very few Allah. So one of the demons is that whoever kills him, so it's part of me. And that's how the Gemara understands the pasuk. Yuma Tamei, you should kill the man who is already considered a Gavaktiv. You should never kill, Bezer should never kill anybody before first giving him a Gemara Din L'mitzah and declaring him as a Gavaktiv. And then remember, they should kill him later. So the Gemara doesn't, the Gemara in Sanhedrin doesn't understand it to mean Yom HaTaresha. So maybe that's what Gemara calls it here, he's going famous. If you want to, you can say, oh, Baruch HaDrash, because I'll see Halacha, that's not what that passage is understood to mean. But let's see, the Gemara continues, do the Mason know what's happening in this world or not? And they were three, the children of Rav Chiya, not with Kara Yosa. They went into the little villages. They left learning for a while. Rashi says, the Yashin, the Kalkas and the father, Yashin in the farm. And they had to do Avodah Tachuzot and had to work on the farm. So they were working on the farm for so long, Iyate Lehu Talmud Dayu. So the learning became heavy upon them, that they forgot all of their learning. And they were having training to try their Zamunza. They didn't have anything written down. It was before the Talmud was written down. They're trying to remember what is the tradition of the Hirsina Tzadik and the Rebbe. What is the Gemara? And the Oscar, they had nothing. They had no Gemara. So they couldn't remember what they had learned. So they were aggravated. One of the children says to the other one, Yada, Wunda, I said, I wonder if our father, has passed away, ready? He says, I wonder if our father knows how aggravated we are that we're trying to remember the learning. So he says, how can the father, oh my lord, so the other one, oh my lord, so the other brother told him, no, you're the very top, of course he doesn't know, the Mason don't know anything. But see, the Chabdur Bana, the Lo Yeda, the children of the Chabdur, the father, if he dies, they buy a big, kid, expensive, tachrishim and everything. And the father doesn't appreciate it, the Lo Yeda, the dead people don't appreciate anything. So they don't know what's going on in this world. Oh my lord, so the other brother says, the Lo Yeda, what do you mean? The Mason don't know what's happening, it's not true. But see, the Tazik says, the Niyar, Akhbisar, Allah Yichal, and Asher, Allah Sema, it says about dead people. That he has pain, that he has pain after the person is dead, his body, he suffers in his body. The Yom Rabitzchak and Rabitzchak made a comment on that part, the Kasher Lima Lameis, when the worms grow into the body, it's painful to the, as if the nervous system is still functioning after the person is dead, when the worms grow in and they eat up whatever, the flesh, it's painful, like if you have a person and someone sticks a needle in, he feels the pain. So the dead body, the dead person also feels the pain. Obviously the dead people do not. Amri, so the other brother said, nah, there's not too sure. That person can hear means to say the child to two yadi. What it has to do with their body, the worm swelling in, that's painful, that they do sense. So they don't have a nervous system that's functioning. But somehow they are pained, and the shaman is pained over the fact that the body is decomposing. But what the other people, if the children are aggravated that they forgot their learning, that the father will not know. Same thing more of a learning. He means to say they only know, sorry to do, what's Megiah to them. It's Megiah to them because they get the kapara. The Gemara says when the body decomposes, then the Mason get a kapara. In fact, in Yeridea, there are more quotes and minutes from the Chuvah Sarajbah. That they used to bury the Mason without our rain. They didn't bury in a coffin, they would bury in the ground. And then to make the body decompose faster, they would throw burning hot lime on the body so the body would burn. You're not allowed to cremate a body, just be glad on it, but they would put the hot lime on the body. That the body should decompose faster. We don't know that meaning, but the Ramah writes in the Chumash, they have such a meaning. So the Ramah says, whatever, this is Nageya to the Nisham of the Nifta, that when his body decomposes, and then he gets the Kapara, because somehow, if the Agzer of Nisham, even though the nervous system is working, this he does feel.
This is not
what's called Kriva Takeva. No, Kriva Takeva just means when he's thrown into the cave. This is further star, more star, yes, when the body decomposes.
And
Frank the Gemara, you mean to say, Bitsar Dachini, Lo Yadi, they don't know. I bet on you, we have a long story in a bright, Maisa Bechal Tzedech, and once upon a time there was a great tzaddik, Shinatim Dimalam, he bear a Rosh Hashanah Mishnei Batoris, it was a year of famine, and there was no money, he couldn't afford it. And he gave a big nedavah to a poor man, and his wife started to scream at him so much that he ran out of the house on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Nikasal Yishtar, his wife got so angry at him. He ran away, the whole up, along the days of course, the Leil Rosh Hashanah, he was afraid to go home. His wife is going to beat him up. So he went to sleep in the cemetery. The Gemara says in one place, the Mashoya, so the Gemara says in one place, whenever it says Maisa B'chal Tzedech, it's either Rav Yudah Ben Bova or Rav Yudah Ben Loi. They said, what do you mean, Rav Yudah Ben Bova, Rav Yudah Ben Loi? It's not nice. He went to sleep in the cemetery. Then he says the next year he again slept in the cemetery, and the third year also. 3 years in a row, Leil Rosh Hashanah slept in the cemetery. still employed, what's going on? And he heard the Zuchos talking to each other, what's going to be, the whole thing that doesn't make any sense. So the Mashiach says it's hard to understand. So he quotes the Tam Rishonim interpret that it means he had a cholim. He had a cholim on Leil Rosh Hashanah that his wife got angry while he's giving so much stuff there. The whole thing was a dream. His wife got angry, and in the cholim he slept in the sense. He was sleeping in his own bed often. But he had a dream that he was sleeping in the sense. He says it can't be understood fiction. Whatever it is, in the dream, so he had this dream that he went to sleep in the cemetery. The Shaman, he heard Shtei Ruchosh in the top of the Zulazu. He heard two spirits that were, had a conversation. They were talking one to the other. Omar Chodah Mechamita, one, the Neshama of one girl said to the other, the Gemara seems to say they were young girls who had died. So one girl said to the other, Bori, let's go, then I'll shoot for them, let's fly around in the world. The Ishma Me'achuri HaPazim will hear from behind the war, not around the Bola Elam. Rosh Hashanah, Elam Nidain. The Dalai Prof. Nalim Nidain, the Banisham judges our work, the Banisham can determine today, Me'ichia, Me'yamus, Me'barav, Me'badeva, what's going to happen. So let's hear what's in store, the bad news. Not around the Bola Elam. What bad news is going to happen this year? Why not good news? Such as Puranus, I don't know. They want to hear what's the day we're going to come. So I'm going to look out of the telescope. Huh? Yeah.
They're not interested in the good news, yeah.
Human nature, that's the purpose. Yes. So the one let's go fly around and hear what's happening. So the other one answers, Any Yechola, I cannot fly around. Shani Kfura, I am buried in Machzela Shel Kanin. When I died, they buried me in a mat of reed. What does that have to do with anything? Can't fly around if you're buried in a mat of reeds. What does it mean for the tzlach? They never knew that the sefer broken. It's called Tzion the Nefesh Chai. His mother's name was Chai. His mother died. So he named the sefer after his mother. It means like the Megillah Esther on the sefer mitzvah. So he finished the whole sefer and he gave it to the printer. He writes it in that number. And then as they were studying the type of the sefer, his mother says to his mother's name is this. He says, he's not called the Megillah Esther. So the tzlach has over here on his Gemara. He says apparently if they Kozman, he's guessing, sure. The Kozman that the body didn't decompose, so that the Neshama doesn't separate yet from the body. So the Neshama can't start flying around, whatever that's supposed to mean. Kozman, the body didn't decompose, so they made such a good Arayin, like we make our Arayin, heavy wood, no? Gevaldik, keep it on, cover on me. So he says, no, that's what they did over here, and it was no good. Didn't they buried her with Marcel Shalkanim? They buried her in mats of strong reeds, which is much slacher than our arenas, but didn't decompose and the body was still held together, so that's why her neshama couldn't fly around. It wasn't, this neshama was still tied to the body, couldn't move. That's what it is, and that's why it says in Yeridaya that Ramok Lutz in the Chibutaradi, they used to pour hot lime on the body that it should decompose faster. The table should have made that it decomposes faster. So this neshama tells the other one, I can't fly around because my body didn't decompose. The other, chiyah, you go fly around, you tell me what you saw. Masha shamai, whatever dirt you hear, in relief, so you'll tell me back. Also he, vishata, so the other spirit went around, flying all around. Ugoa came back, yamala chavata, and she says, chavati, so the friend said to her, chavati, masha mai, what you hear from behind the wall, remember, she should get in to the room, to that area, and actually making all the decisions for next year, that she won't be able to sneak in there. But Mahuri Atari, she'll be able to hear from behind the, she'll eavesdrop. She'll hear from behind the wall what the day was. Amarosha, might you heard, the following, she called the river, the Arishayna, there are different seasons of the year, Rashi puts in the Mishnayis and Tainis, discussions in the Mishnayis, and anymore, when is it supposed to rain the next, the Arishayna, the Yashniyah, Ravir means the raining. When the rain starts to come. So there's man and kavuim when the first rain is supposed to come. This year it didn't come at the right time. The first rain is supposed to come, and the second rain is supposed to come, and the third rain is supposed to come. So the spirit heard the following. All the eager beavers, everybody's going to plant right away. All the farmers are going to plant right away in order that the parish should grow. They're okay, because I'm planting too late. Pregnant. Where is going to plant? They're really shining when you're supposed to. When Tzerchel dictates to plant, there's a Satan. Bar at Malta also. So it'll be destroyed with hail. Elahu. So this is what the Chassid saw in his dream, or he really heard, whatever the story was. This is what he heard, the story. So he went ahead, Elahu, the Zerubbabel, the Yishmael. He planted. He didn't plant in the beginning. Everybody was looking. Everybody's planting because they want to make sure they don't like who like. He said, no, he wants to plant later. And what happens? Everybody's crops were destroyed when the Borah came. Shalom Alokha. And his did not get destroyed. Roshana Cheres next year, right now, Leah Roshana, all of them are Chloris. Similar to what? He was going to say 3 years in a row, Leah Roshana, he slept in the cemetery. Yes. Well, Moshe says he means And again, he heard the way these two spirits were talking to each other. So one of them tells the other again, the same way. Let's go fly around in the world. Let's eavesdrop from behind the fence. Not for us, but let's listen to what Gzeira Roh is coming. So the one said, Chalati, my dear friend, let's have a matila. Didn't I tell you last Rosh Hashanah? That's what the Slach comments on this Gemara. If there's some kind of a strange reason that whoever is buried in a mass of reeds can't fly around, so why she didn't remember from last year? So he says, obviously, if Shato is buried in a, she just died immediately before Rosh Hashanah. She was buried in a mass of reeds and her body didn't decompose yet, but next Rosh Hashanah, the other spirit up, but by now it's decomposed. So she says, that still didn't decompose. He says, otherwise, you haven't said?
Yeah.
Why did she remember from last year? They said, the shot is that last year she told her the body to decompose, but the other grew up there, didn't decompose yet. It's like another couple of weeks. But after a year, still not. She said, yeah, it's still not. It was such a good new kiss, it's still not. Yeah. It can't be even the word, even the wooden kiss.
Did you have some insight about
the report? If I knew the inside story, I'd be happy to share it with you. I don't know. So she says, I told you last year that I can't fly around. And the three, you go. Mashal Shemahas, and whatever news you hear, both of you in relief, you tell me. Both of the Shatah, so the other Ruach Lens flew around the ball, the Yamalah Chavatah, so the other one said, Chavati, Mashamat, and Korea. Five of what you hear from behind the fence, Amalah, Shemahdi, I heard, Kung Fakesh me last year. Shekala, the Yoshniya, whoever would plan. After the second rain comes, she doesn't melt it, although it will be destroyed from lack of rain, from heat and so from heat, no? Heat. Lack of rain. So everybody remembers from last year that they planted in the Vilna Shana was not good. So the second was good. So everybody planted in the second. But this the inside story was that for this year you have to plant in the Vilna Shana. So he did. All of us are the Vilna Shana. And everybody else did like this year. They learned the lesson from last year. Everybody was destroyed because they planted the Vilna Shana. And it was... it had just begun to grow, it wasn't sufficiently developed yet, so it got destroyed with the heat. And Shalom, in the tefillah that the chassid planted, lo nishda, because it was already fully grown, he had planted it where he found. So finally the wife of the chassid, Amr lo nishda, how come you do fakir and the guns of wealth and you succeed? If they might stack up this year, Shalom, everybody was ruined by the borah, by the hail, and yours was not ruined. How did you figure this out? So he told her the whole story. That she heard it. He heard the Duruchas, and he told his wife who they were, who the two girls were, the young girls were who had died. Amru, said the story goes, the tradition has it, but how you young in the Ratim, in a very short period of time, what happened was, the wife of the Chassid heard the way they hadn't properly buried the certain girl, and the girl's neshama was suffering because of the fact that her body didn't leave the roof because it didn't decompose. So she went to pick a fight with the... Somebody had a fight anyway with the woman, so she threw it in also, and the way you buried your daughter was scandalous. She threw that in also. I'll show you your daughter. She threw it in myself, some kind of terrible, terrible thing you did. come the third Rosh Hashanah, the writer, he went to sleep in the tent. Rosh Hashanah Acheret, the third year, Arach Olam, the Reitan Kvar, the Shama, the Ruch Hashanah Tapa, the Ozu, writer, here's the two spirits sleeping. Amalach Alata, one tells the other, Amalach, my friend, my girlfriend, let's go fly around and hear what's happening. So apparently by this time the Machshavah for time had already decomposed. She was able to fly. Okay. Well, they put it out because the mother is able to rest. The woman is able to rest. So the one of the other. No, you gotta let me go this time. You're not allowed to fly around anymore. The conversations that we have between each other, we are talking about the Torah's Bala, and it's not that Eretz, the Rebbe letting people should know. They wonder if it should be a secret. Period. That's the end of this long writer from Abbas to Rabbanat and Peregrino. All of this long writer. So what's the moral of the story?
Let them know.
Yeah. I don't know. A good question. If they would fly together, so they wouldn't have to tell in the cemetery. So the chassid wouldn't hear. They would see. They would discuss it. Could be whatever. I don't know. So what's the moral of the story? That the Gemara Alma Yadi. You see that they know what's happening in the world. This is not the year to them. Well, who's going to plant the first review? Who's going to plant the second review? You see that they hear what's happening, that they knew what the Gemara was, that they were in heaven. They heard from Achuri Atari. But they knew the fact that people were discussing or talking about it. They knew that living people had heard their conversation. They see Alma Yadi, and the Gemara says that's not a riot. The one Rosh Hashanah to the other, Kama people died in between. After someone died, they must have come up to the same place where they were born. They told them that this woman picked a fight with your mother over the fact that you heard myself, the kind of the husband said that he was in the cemetery. He wanted maybe Bill Nidishah, maybe somebody else died in between that Rosh Hashanah and that Rosh Hashanah. So I'll go, but I'm going to go. After he goes, he said, maybe if no one comes to tell, maybe they don't know. So there's no rise in the grave.
They have to die, instead of you. You're wrong.
Now, maybe someone died after this fight broke out.
Yeah.
And he went and after he died, he went and he carried these spirits.
He's finished. Oh.
No, but that's didn't
know what was going on in the
desert. No, he had heard, he died after he heard that Machlok is going on in town.
And you remember?
Yeah, that thing more doesn't question whether they remember what they heard before they died. The only question the more debates is, do they know what's happening now?
After
the day. Yes, so whatever they heard of before, they retain.
If Machlok is talking the dream, what's the lie one way or the other? The dream is what happened in the dream. Doesn't it lie?
What's the sign? If it's a dream, how does it feel? I don't know. Everything leave his money by his innkeeper, whatever money he had. So one day he went to the yeshiva and he came back and the lady had died. He went to the yeshiva and he came back, so the old lady had died. And he had no idea where she had hidden the money. She was a very honest woman. Whenever he came back to the yeshiva, she would give him back his money, however much money he had given her to become. She passed away and he didn't know. So she was dead and she was buried in the cemetery. So Ziri went to the cemetery. Ziri followed her and he walked to the cemetery. So he walked over to her grave. And he asked her, where's the money? Where is the money? So she told him, this is the Mashal of Hashem. What do you mean? She walked over to the grave and asked her, this is also a dream. Must have had a dream.
The Rama, 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 the R
there is a door that's held on hinges, and I hid the money below the...
Bites on the ground. He said, "Hinges in the bottom on the floor." Not like that door. We have hinges on the side, so we don't have the hinges on the mist and mist on the floor. The family didn't used to be good door. It's a poster door, and they put the door back. There were hinges on the threshold. When she tells them it's sitting in a certain place, she didn't want anybody to get. So that's what this bedroom and sells the Zeri and a dream, whatever it is. And number two, the Amor, Lord, the Emo, and tell my mother the following message. The women want to dress up even after the day. So she says, my mother should send me a comb, my drink is a comb, the good soul, the kukla, and a quick to apply powder, rouge, whatever, mascara, the good soul, the kukla, and a stick to apply coal, send it along with another lady who's soon going to die. The Adi Plonisa, the Akira Macher, who's about to die tomorrow. Now how does she know who's going to die tomorrow? Obviously, the great people will be up there in heaven. And they see who... I don't know.
She would have been going to that place and pick up some money. In order to legitimize this whole invasion, he was supposed to go to somebody else's house to pick up money. His mother was supposed to go to that house.
No, in the room, he saw my mother.
Yeah. Saw mommy, saw my mother.
My mother was alive. This girl died while her mother was still alive. So she saw my mother to send me a comb and a... Family is unrelated. Come on, sense, I think that it's unrelated. She tells me the money. Listen, by the way, do me a favor that a woman is going to die, and ask my mother to put along with her own
income.
So that's what the Gemara says. No, Palmisa means a specific person. The Havi Palmisa is a specific woman. Otherwise, you would say Mandahu. The Havi Mandahu. There's no Palmisa. It's a specific person. So the Gemara asks, Amran Yadi, is she going to make him know who's holding by dying? They died a long time ago, and she knows who's going to die tomorrow. So obviously, they're in touch with the world. Mark says, no, right, Duma, Duma, called him in Maka, he's Lohu. Well, they're called Yerde Duma. It says, Duma is the name of the Malach who takes the Neshamas after they die, takes them up to the Elohim. So the Gemara says, maybe Duma announced, soon before people die, called him in Maka. He announces who's about to die, so that's why she heard who's going to die. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they know everything that's happened. So you might as well bring another life from another story. Prashma, the Abu, the Shmuel, Shmuel's father, Avichamaskidi Gabei, Zizidi Asmi, he was a very honest person, Abu, the Shmuel, and people used to entrust him with money that belonged to Yisrael, and he knew that he wouldn't cheat Yisrael. So there he went and he died. Shinoch Nafshe, Shmuel's father died, and no one in the world knew where he had put the money. They just knew that the father had the money from Yisrael, they didn't know where. Now, Avi Shmuel Gabei, Shmuel wasn't around when the father died. So they used to say about Shmuel, how the Korone, they used to say that Shmuel got rich. Shmuel was using all of the money that his father left in the Yerusha to give him out his father's own money along with the Gdanis from Yisrael. How the Korone, they used to speak of Shmuel as the Bar, Ochel Zuzidi Asmi, the son, who's using up the money that really belonged to the son in Aganas, called Shmuel Aganas. So he felt very dead about this, and he went to the cemetery. And he says, he asked all the Mason, he had a, must have been a vision. Rashi says, based on the Gemara, Rashi says he had a vision as if all the Mason are sitting around in a circle on top of their grave. And some people, they don't let into the circle. They ostracize a couple of people. And they're sitting and schmoozing around. So Shmuel comes to the cemetery. Shmuel followed, walked there, after his father, a year or two after, a while after his father died, and many years after, whatever. So he went to the cemetery where his father was buried. Omar Lahum, father's name was Abba Barab, Shmuel's son. He was called Zarid Abba Barab, the children, the descendants of Abba Barab. Omar Lahum was like that. Omar Lahum, so he tells her, the nation that the Ino Abba, I'm looking for the man by the name of Abba. Omar Lahum, Abba Tuba Ika, there are many people with the name Abba. Ika Haka. In this cemetery, many people bury the name Abba. Omar Lahum, Abba Barab, my father's name is Abba Barab. He said he got a lot of Abba Barab is also. So he says, my father, Abba. On the lay, Abba Barab, we have a lot of Abba Barabas. On the hood, Dina, Abba Barab, Abba Shmuel. It's my father. My name is Shmuel. My father's name is Abba Barab. Where's my father? Echa, where is he buried? On the lay, he says, oh, he's a big man. He's not even here. He's in the Shamayla. He's in a different place. On the lay, Salik was the sister. They took him up in the basement. I mean, Yeshiva in the upper heaven. He's not here. As he's negotiating with them, Chazir Levi, Levi was also a contemporary. Rav, Levi, Rav Yechanan, and Shmuel, they see the son Levi, the author of Abba Roy. He wasn't in the Mesipta Rishi, they wouldn't even let him sit in the circle. They had ostracized him, he kept Levi out. So he said, Omalei, so he walked over to Levi, and said, Amai Yatsis Abba Roy, how come you're not sitting and schmoozing with all the others? How come they don't let you in? My time was Talkus. Why don't you grab spears and insist in the key? Why don't you go into the circle or something? Amalei. The lady enters Shmuel, the Amri lady, they told me, the Bezer Shammai was talking to me, Kol Kihana Shnei. All those numbers of years, the Lysleekis and the sister, the Rabbathis, and Rabbi Ranasi died, Rabbi Ranasi was the Rosh Hashim. When he died, Rabbathis took over. The Tamil Rabbathis, Rabbi Ranasi helped. I'm going to learn the Rabbathis. I got better bechidus than he did. Better marks than bechidus. I should learn by him. He's a nobody. So Levi never went to Yeshiva, and it used to pain the prophets very much. He was very embarrassed by that. So all of those years that Levi was mevazir the prophets by not attending Yeshiva, so they told Levi now after he died, we're not going to let you into the Bezin Shalmaila either. You didn't want to go into his Yeshiva, so we're not going to let you into Yeshiva Shalmaila. Kol Kihanach Shnei, those number of years, the most leakers from the sisters of Abbasin, the Achlishte Ledaite, and of course that he should have a Chalisha Sadar, when Malinon Loch, when the sisters of Rekir, he won't let you into the Yeshiva Shalmaila. Heard that he was ostracized by the Mesipta Rishi. That's what it sounds like. So the Bible finally sees his father. After Avua, so his father came. Chaz Yeshmur sees that the father is crying and chuckling at the same time. Chaz Yeshmur, he's crying and he's smiling and laughing at the same time. Omalei, the Shmur asks his father, my time of Kabachi, how come you're dying? How come you're crying? Amalei, so the father tells Shmuel, the le'egel ka'atis, because you are going to die very soon. And Shmuel didn't even know that Shmuel wasn't even sick. The father tells him, you're going to die very soon, so I'm crying about that. And my time was, he has, and why are you chuckling about? That he answers the chashivet v'haya al-matula. Oh, I'm very proud of my son Shmuel, and David Shalmaila, and the other Shalmaila, has gevaldik from him. So that's why he's happy, and he's crying at the same time that he's going to die. Amalei, so Shmuel says, if that's true, get stuff in. So Shmuel says, if that's true, that they're offering me, I am raised there, that they should let Levi into the Mesipta of the Rekir. So he took him in. That'd be great. Amalei Yichashivna, if they really hold from him, if they hold from me, Nailu ala Levi. I want they should let Levi go into the Mesipta of the Rekir. So Shmuel says, that was it. The Nailu ala Levi. That was the end of Levi's being ostracized. They took him in. So the whole purpose of visiting the father was he wanted to find out where's the money for the estate. So he asked him, where's the money? His father was a big tzaddik.
Amalei, zizidi atihech, where did you hide the money from these savings? The people are calling you, I got it. Amalei, zir shaklinu, go take the money, I hid it, the amsa de refaya, they had a mill to grind the grain, to make flour, and it was a big concrete thing, whatever, and he hid it there in between the stones. So he says there's money, all kinds of money you find in three different compartments. So the upper compartment and the bottom compartment, that's our money that you can take. That's our money and that's yours, the Yerusha. And the money in the middle is the Yasin. Amalei, so Shmuel asked his father, why did he make such a complicated hiding place in the middle? Top and the bottom is ours, in the middle is his son. So he said he was a good shamer for these things. My time I have the father. Right. So the father says, he said, Avon will come. No one will ever discover the hiding place in the middle. But he says, in case the goddess will ever come and will find, stick with him and find money, so the top money that he'll take will be our money. He doesn't want that the goddess should take the Simon's money. In Igidu Gamzi, if can often steal the money, Ligdo Nigdan, Gonza Gamma and Nunzago. Yachla Ara, the money was such metal money, coins, that it would get spoiled if you leave it in the ground. So they left money in the ground that can often should know where to find it. It was easier to find money in bookcases and dresses and so on. So on the ground, it's harder to find it. But the money will be destroyed in the ground. So Yachla'ira, if the earth will cause the money to get ruined, so our money will get destroyed. So the middle money belongs to Israel. Atkan, that's the end of the story. So what's the moral of the story? The Gemara says, Alma, what do you see? The Yadi. You see that the nation know what's happening. How do you see that they know what's happening? So Tysus, what did Avul Yishmael say? How do you see that that's the moral of the story? What did Tysus say? Because the father said he's going to die soon. I Tysus say that maybe Duma announced it in advance. Just so before Duma announced it in advance. But they said, yeah, Duma announced it soon before they're about to die, but over here Shmuel wasn't even sick. Shmuel didn't feel, Shmuel didn't know he's about to die. He meant, you're soon going to die. You're soon going to die. And a week after he's going to die. So Duma doesn't announce so far in advance.
I don't have the mouth. So I didn't just call him up.
So
obviously was not common knowledge. It wasn't he knew something that nobody else
knew. Ah,
I that by verse.
So maybe Duma overheard.
I don't know.
What does Rashi say? Rashi has a different shot. Oh my God, the Mi Chashu Bein HaChayim. Means that this is many years. Shmuel's father died, and Shmuel himself was not yet Mefursim in the Gan. So many years later, many years after Shmuel's father died, and Shmuel became very Mefursim at the time the father died. He didn't know that it was some that his son would turn out to be such a famous rogue. And many years later, he tells his son, you know, in the Bez Neshamayla, they hope from you just like they hope from you in this world. He didn't really say that in his story, According to Rashi, what is he saying? Yichosh ben Achayim. That his father knew that Shmuel was very highly respected in this world. And what does he say the father knew that he was? He says that. He tells his son, the Bez Neshamayla, they hope from you. Yeah. But how do you see from the story?
The book I read,
Some of that's what the father told him. They hold from you Baha'i Amun, then the Shamayla. The Hashiva is Baha'i Amun. Baha'i Amun means a dead belt or a piano belt. What does it mean Baha'i Amun?
Both
worlds. Both worlds. I don't know. That's what I thought it meant to Erev Ha'emek. But then Rashi says that Shmuel's father, you see that they make him know what's happening from the fact that Shmuel's father knew that in the course of years Shmuel had become world famous.
Yeah.
Where his father didn't say he became, his father just said that it doesn't Shamayla hold from him.
How would it become, if he wouldn't be famous in this world, he wouldn't be famous in the area.
Well, maybe Shmuel, okay. I don't believe the whole purpose of the Bereshit is to prove that the Tzaddikim Nefteren Lomekim, to exist. That only more, so not only do that, then you realize, you only know what's going on in this world. Even the Tzaddik, when he's Nefteren, not only he doesn't die, he knows what's going on now, what's going to be too. That's what the Gemara wants to know. It's so. How did they want to get to the bed?
Yes, the Chassam Bible calls that everyone's going to die. And he can go to tell it anybody.
Well, that only means soon. I'm soon going to die.
If he was going to die, he wasn't even the first in there. He said, be a shmur wasn't even the first in there. He wasn't a special guy on there.
Some of the father died years before shmur. And years later, shmur came to the cemetery to find out where the father had hidden the money.
So many years he was eating the money from his friends. Suppose there wasn't all the checking.
Maybe they didn't tell him the Lashon Hara. Maybe it took many years till he had the Lashon Hara that they say he's a god. I don't know. There's something missing here. There's a lot missing. In all the stories, there's a lot missing. I don't know.
What's that? No. It sounds like he doesn't.
I don't know. Sounds like he was. I don't know.
So that means that he was a good person.
Maybe that's the shot. The famous Shmuel father, the Mason Lewis, the
famous Mason.
Yeah.
No, the Mason Lewis.
I don't know. So the Gemara says, whatever it is, the moral of the story, more understood, but the moral of the story is that the Mason knows things that happened yesterday. But so the Gemara says that maybe that's different. Doing the shiny Shmuel. Maybe that's how you're coming out called Susan Bakashu, since he's such a famous personality. Kadmi Maka is the Tanu Maka. Maybe when great historic personalities die, maybe they announce a week in advance. Doom always announces 2 hours in advance before anyone is about to die. It's part of a matter. Maybe when very famous tzaddikim die, but maybe then they announce in advance, Panu Mokar, we're going to make a big kabbalah with Panu. We're going to make a big party.
So what was the Gemara asking?
That was the Gemara's answer. The Shiny Shmura. Maybe the Mason don't know anything else that's happening. The Rabbi Yonason claimed that the Mason don't know anything. Rabbi Yonason said that they do know. Morris says, no, Rabbi Yonason backed out. But like the Moscone is that they do know. They do know. Rabbi Yonason had to be Rabbi Yonason backed out, and he holds that the Mason do know. The other Rabbi Shmuel Barach Meini, I'm Rabbi Yonason, it's good in his name. My Mason, Hashem is talking to them. How do you know that the Mason talked to each other? Shema, I am Hashem Elohim, and the Baruch Hu Shem Moshe Rabbeinu, as he said, when he said, Hashem Alei Saba, you're not going to cross over, but take a look. Take a look at Eretz Yisrael. Zot Eretz Hashem Yisrael, we have all these called to Yaakov Leymar. Shazar HaChatel Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. What does it mean, Leymar? My Leymar. Adam Hashem Moshe Leymar, the Gemara says, Yom Leymar means Leymar Yisrael. So the Baruch Hu wouldn't have given permission to Moshe Rabbeinu to say those things that would have been forbidden to say. The Gemara understands the word Leymar means to say over. What does it mean over here? My Leymar, what to say over to whom? Amaha Kadosh Baruch Hu b'mayi shaleichem olehem li'Avraham li'Yitzchak li'Yaakov. You die, and you come to the Olam HaEmes, go over with Avraham Yitzchak li'Yaakov and tell them that the Shvuah she'nishbati lechem, the Shvuah that the Ribono Shel Olam has brought to you, that he's going to bring your descendants back and he's going to give Eretz Yisrael, k'daki yamtiho livnechem. Tell the others that I... Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there to see the Shevet Shekipshim of Shevet Shekipshim. He can't say it, but he can say what he saw, that they started Kibush in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, they started Kibush Tzichem B'Yorig. They conquered the first territories, they got up until the Yardeg, and then Moshe Rabbeinu said he's not going to let it cross over the earth. Go tell the Ovois that the process of conquering Yardeg itself has begun, and we're holding in the middle. So what is this proof? That's the end of the member. You see from Rav Yonatan something. So what do you see from Rav Yonatan? That the nation do know they don't know. So the Gemara says like this. If you're going to tell me that the nation don't know what's happening, so even if Moshe Rabbeinu will tell them that the Rebbeinu Shalom started to fulfill his promise. So what? What do you mean, so what, Rashi? He's talking about the Lo Yadi, the top Rashi. The Lo Yadi means, Ein Levinim Kulom Alatari, the group of this, I knew. We thought the whole time, whether Yadi versus Lo Yadi, did they know what's happening and did they not know what's happening? But it's Nizbu Lai Minka. If you tell them what's happening, they'll understand. Now, if it's for the purpose of understanding this line in the Gemara, Rashi has to, you have to say like that. But it means, Lo Yadi means, they don't understand, they have no desire, they have no interest. The only thing that that's Nagel to them, the Tzair to go for other things, gave the Ribono Shel Olam. So that's what it means. He's talking about just the Lo Yadi. And if you're going to say the nations don't know what's happening in the world, why not? Because it's not relevant to them, they couldn't care less. So even if Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell them, I have it. So obviously, Yadi. Obviously they do know what's happening. Otherwise, they wouldn't appreciate hearing the news. They're not interested in hearing the news. The Frank Dimar says, they know what's happening, so they know already. So what do they need Moshe Rabbeinu to tell them? El Amai, Frank Dimar, the Yadi. So they do appreciate it, and they do understand it, and the name they do know. The level of the name of the hope. So what does Moshe Rabbeinu have to tell them for? So the answer is, Toshit, let's say a child is getting married, and a child, a baby was born, whatever, oh, your child is getting married, mazel tov, thank you very much, you get all excited. Well, you tell me, achidish, of course, the child is graduating college and graduating elementary school. But if you just tell all the person the things that he knows, then you cheer the person up. And that's what the Gemara says. Now, I'm looking like people to the Moshe that they should have, that Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov should hear it from Moshe Rabbeinu. They know the fact that B'nai Yisrael are beginning to conquer Eretz Yisrael. Yeah. So just saying to God, I was there, and I was in the Muhammad, it's really happening. They know, they read it, they saw it on television, they read it in the newspapers, yeah. But he comes and he tells them in person, so there'll be Machzik Torah to Moshe Rabbeinu.
That's cool, right? Maybe he'll tell them how we always come up on Moshe Rabbeinu.
What do we need to hold up tomorrow? What does this thing get
up? I don't know.
What's the message that it's coming? I don't understand the whole thing. So no. But now we more goes into a bit of a discussion. There is a little Nageya. If the Mason don't know what's happening, then maybe there's no wish to talk Lashon Hara against Mason. The real Lisa of Lashon Hara, no, it's Nageya. No, Lashon Hara, let's say, he said, the real Lisa Lashon Hara, the right, is only on a living person. There's no Lisa Lashon Hara in dead people. So the Shaila is, but still, maybe you're causing them aggravation. If you bashmutz them, if they know what's happening, so there should be an Lisa. If they don't know what's happening, there should be no problem. So that's what the Gemara is. Maybe the whole purpose of the whole discussion is in order to lead up to the end. What's the significance of the whole discussion? What's an afternoon or a dinner?
Yeah.
You mean if you say the maiden doesn't know, so there won't be any dinner or a rush? Okay. That's one afternoon or a dinner. If the maiden don't know, then there's no problem of blood rush. So we are mocked in on blood rush. He said, we are assuming that the maiden do know. they can do not.
Yeah. So then the person can learn Nathan on a look or learn what they do. Do we really need Nathan? Or do we mean assurance to Nathan? Because if the Nathan comes from Luke, then come out of Luke.
We are still talking to Nathan for us that he can do. So the one that you mean, whether the Nathan or not, is there any problem of leg rush? That was how the study began. The other problem is.
Well, that was
a discussion between Rabbi Yehuda and Jameson. Rabbi Yehuda held that there's no problem. And Rabbi Yehuda was accorded with the braces that you're not allowed to. So generally you're saying that the Nathan do not, otherwise there wouldn't be any problem. All did a Blagy Rush would fall away. Now the Gemara wants to know, what about talking Lashmara? If they do know, then there should be an Issa. And there should be an Issa, because we're causing them stop. Amrav Yitzchak, on the third line on Yitzchak and now. Amrav Yitzchak, Kol HaMetata Acher HaMei, the Rebbe says Losh Nare. And on Yitzchak, Kilo Metata Acher HaHeven. It doesn't mean a thing. It's like a talking on a stone, doesn't mean a thing. What does that mean? Nare is Mutter.
No,
and a living person, the Chafetz Chaim has in his health papers that the Yitzchak Losh Nare is an Yitzchak Magid. You're not allowed to cause a hazard to the person. There's an Issa Mazik if I punch you in the nose. And then there's an Issa Mazik. I tell other people that you're an idiot and in the middle they won't be out buzzing on you, stupid, whatever. They won't be mechabed you as much as they used to. So you may not even realize it, but I'm causing a hazard to you. I'm causing a hazard. So the whole Yisrael Issa Loshmar is to cause a hazard to a person. If you can visualize the case and you talk Lashon Hara, absolutely no hesitation whatsoever. Every man will be mechaper the person saying that there's some hesitation, they don't have to be mutter. So that's the shot. If you say Lashon Hara against the lister and it absolutely has no effect whatsoever, that's what the Chafetz Chaim always has to figure out. How does it make an effect? How does he lose? Let's say a Lashon Hara about a little child. I say this child is a stupid child. I say this child cheats on himself. That's an introduction. What is he going to be mopped to? No, I'm going to do it a shidduch. The kid is only 6 years old. So I'm going to do it a shidduch later on. You're going to hear that he cheated in the first grade. So he's not going to, what's going to be? So he says, yeah. He's afraid. Maybe we're going to shidduch. Maybe we're going to find out. Maybe we're going to miss. There's always a hashash and maybe we're going to something. But if you have a hesitant where you talk Lashon Hara absolutely foolproof, it's impossible to make any hesitant whatsoever, then he says there's no reason
to lose. If a hesitant is somebody who has a father, somebody's father's reputation, but if you talk Lashon Hara on the neck, doesn't mean it affects him because the father isn't such a great man. He can help him by his father being a great man.
You mean the Lashon Hara against the name to the head of the living person? Okay, okay. And that's an obvious. It's that type of Lashon Hara that they say he was a gunner. So that can be a hazard for the living people. Let's say it's a different kind of Lashon Hara that will not affect the living people, only the dead, and it doesn't affect the dead. So Rabbi Yitzchak says it's absolutely meaningless. Even the top Acher Heaven, there's no hazard whatsoever. So it sounds like it's mutter. What exactly does that mean, even the top Acher Heaven? It could be, I mean, one version has it, Bela Yadi. But they don't even have the Chalal. They don't, those are the two versions that we had before, Bela Yadi, Bela Yadi. So it's one version of what Rabbi Yitzchak meant to say was, they don't know that they don't know they won't have any tzar at all. Because the army, in other words, has it known. The Yadi, they do know the Lo Yichzik Lo'u. It's a great big Ramishtam. That's what we should all, everybody should have that mind. Not just Rabbi Lachasiyah, but we don't have that mind until we die. Then we'll have that Madreis.
Yadi
means what they know about it and they're aggravated about it.
It means that's the education, the Yadi, which is the tzar.
Yeah. That's on the other Gemara. Yeah, in the first line, Rashi translates, the Lo Yadi means that they don't understand. On the top line, it means they don't understand.
It means that they have no star.
The only thing that's happening is
sex then, not
other moves. They're not interested and they don't know. They don't even pay for
it. And it seems like that's like what we're talking about, the family will suffer.
No, some of the living people will suffer. Then it's right on the international level. It says that the only one who's going to suffer is the nation of the Russian Hall itself. That it's only to get to the Nister, and the Nister, it doesn't bother him. There's no Russian Hall, either because he doesn't feel it. He doesn't even know what they're saying, or even if he knows, it absolutely doesn't bother him. So this sounds like he says that it's Hetzegomer. Hetzegomer. Shred the Gemara. How can it be? It's Hetzegomer? Gomer, I thought the... Anyway, it can't be. Gomer, I thought the Chad, one person, said something, Milsa means a word. He said a juicy word about Shmahar Basri, my Shmuel. After Shmuel passed away, Shmuel never got Smicha. Rav and Shmuel. So Rav got Smicha and called Rav. The Shmuel, they tried many times to give him Smicha, and Gomer says it never worked out. And then they came to the realization that it says in the Sifra Shabbat Marishan, the Von Shom Shabbat Adam Marishan, though the Chachon was, and in the Sefer Avodah Merushin it said that Shmuel will be known as Chacham Yiskri Rebbe Lo Yiskri. That's the one the end of Avodah Merushin, that's the Avodah Merushin. So Shmuel is called Mr. Shmuel. Mr. Shmuel, Ma Shmuel. Okay, Ma is a Russian, but Mr., you know, capital, M-R, Mr. The cover is a Russian, but he wasn't a rabbi. So after he passed away, so somebody said a juicy word of Russian Har against him, and right away, the Nafal Kanyan is Sarala, a bee fell from the roof, the Bazaar, and it split open the Arnike de Meche, split open the sack where he had his brain, and right away he drops it on the spot. So what's the big deal if it's lucid to say Russian Hara against Mason because the Mason doesn't know what's going on, he doesn't care what's going to get, he's going to stone. But how many times is not there? He didn't do anything wrong, he's had to go. Mars says, no, Shani proved me out on him. He's on undermice, even if it's a Tamachoff, he said, be done in Atera, forget about Shmuel. Forget about Shmuel, he said, be done in Atera. Shai is the Rabbana and the Talmud Chacham is different. So Shibicha Tova Di Karei, the Rabbana Shlom will be in Nem Tuchan Tazayin Tova, Di Karei in his Kov. So what's Blight? The Blight for this Gemara, according to Issa, it sounds like you committed to prop Russian horror against people, ordinary people. You have to be careful, not against people. You have to find someone. You can talk Russian horror against a person who's not a Talmud Chacham, so you're not making the man itself, provided that it won't cause any aggravation to the living people. But if the only one who may be aggravated is the dead person, no problem. Either he doesn't know or he absolutely doesn't care in his mitzvah. But that is Shulchan Aruch that says that I'm also in Hilchos Yom Kippur. I think there's a chayim ha-kadmon and shlo lahot yila azal ha-meisim. But mikir ha-dim is mutam, the dina bigmar is mutam. Right, the chayim ha-kadmon and shlo lahot yila azal ha-meisim. Shpet the big achir.
What's the
scripture from the
children, like,
to
bring 10 people to the
tavern,
but
still not coming? I said the Russian Hawaii was alive, and I didn't get
Mechila
from him while he was alive. So then you have to go to the...
No Yada? If we say no Yada,
happens to
anything, what's happening?
No, that's if I say the Lashon Hara after he died, that's it. But if I said the Lashon Hara while he was alive, then the Shaita was an Averi. It has to be me.
It's me.
Yeah, but if I did an Averi with Shaita, I'm going to be punished for that. If the person... No, but that's even why I have in the end of the Yuma. There is such a thing. You go to the Kegra and the people are Michael on his behalf. What kind of deal is that? What are you doing Michael on his behalf? What's it done? Whatever it is, okay. Right now he doesn't care anymore, but the shaita the other was up your tongue. And you have to get a kapara for that. Even a kapara, mechil or something for having done the other while the person was still alive. I'm Rabbi Shimon, the lady from the Sat Achmi Tassim Shal Tamir HaChamim, one that says Lashon Hara, after the Tamir HaChamim is dead already, if the plain person, not a Tamir HaChamim, not a problem of the Kavir HaTayre, the blight, the Rabbi Tchot said, that he's talking about his son of Shere HaKamon. But if the Tamir HaChamim is a Bizein HaTayre, it's a Neifel Bikehen, and he too, not only can regard the Tamir HaChamim, the Chayon, will you be Neifel Bikehen, and even Lachamim, so Shinem, the Pasuk in Tum says, the Hamat in our calculus and those who are matter in the Kaf Chayva. Instead of being matter in the Kaf Chus, Rashi says, the matter in the Kaf Chayva, they take an incident and they take choice to the rest. So if Hachem did something, they can take choice to the rest. You don't take choice to the rest, you take choice to the rest. If he takes choice, he's matter in the rest. You'll look from Hashem as Pahai Havan, the Rebbeinu Shlomo should steer them to Gehenim, even though it's already Sharamani Yisrael, even though the Tamfoch is already in the other man. He's already in a state of Lech B'Shalom. Peter B'Shalom, Shalom, Ali Yisrael, even when the Tamfoch is already at Yerubelt, he's very ready. And it's not Machloikis, everything is in a state of peace. Nonetheless, if you matter the Tamfoch and the Kat Chayva, the punishment is, you're listening to Hashem, it's Tayyar Leha Ozen. I don't think so. Yitzchak talks about Istamameis, and Abishur Melech is talking about Zuhim and Rabban, like the Gemara said before. Any, someone said Lashon Hara after Shmuel died, the Gemara said Zuhim Rabban, a shiny. So he's also going, Lachem Yitzchak, Mishol Tamir HaChachan. Is that to be very not clear? I tell a story about that. Somebody was once Mevazle Rachayim Salavetchik, and then Rachayim used to travel a lot on trains. So someone once didn't realize that he was a kind of a famous road. He saw a religious Jew, a Bachman, so he was in the Bazaar in Allah. And then when he came to town and he saw the Beit HaMikdash, he realized that's the famous of Chaim Biske. So he went to Yitzchak Mechila. So he said that he only has a right to be Michael. He has a right to be Michael, but he bothered him. But he says the design of terror that he did, or the design that he did to a human being, in the Bazaar. He says, I'm not even a balabas, I'm not to be my husband. The cover, the additional cover that's due for a tamachachm over a normal person, that's a delay. But the cover of a human being, that every human being is entitled to, that he can't be my husband. That's the cover of Venus in general, that's not my cover, it's cover of Venus. And the cover of terror is certainly not the balabas anymore. That's what you might say here. Even though the tamachachm himself doesn't feel hurt by it, Nathan, the design of Chom Tzapach HaMedkin and Tzapach HaHoedit, but the Nebu was out of Tamil Chacham, it's a design of Torah also. So that doesn't matter whether he feels good or doesn't feel good. Father, Ben Rabbi Shmuel, you have a great to meet the Tamil Chacham Shav, Rabbi Balayla, if you see that the Tamil Chacham did an Aver, not just in the stupid. He's out there did an Aver, you're not permitted to think for one moment the next morning that he's a Balaver, Atah Alach Rav Bayom. Why are you not permitted to think that he's a Baal Aver? Because maybe he did Shuvah Shema, to Shuvah Freg Digmar, Shema Saltadaitach, maybe he did Shuvah. Maybe he didn't, so he's the Cheskas Rasha. Last night I saw that he did an Aver. But just because maybe he did Shuvah, so you're not allowed to Dimahara Acher, you're not allowed to think, maybe, Elo Digmar says, but he should say in the Brayta, Tanuz Bar Rebbe Shmuel, is Baba Yad Shuvah. So you have to assume that whoever is a Tanuz Chacham is also a Yirei Shamayim. He did an Aver, there's no spirit. Yireh Shemayim also does an Aver, the greatest Tzaddikim also do Aver, but you have to assume that because of the fact that he says, Tam Chacham, he must have certainly done Tshuva. So you have to assume that he did Tshuva and you have no right to be Mahar Afra. But I didn't need a Ring Marathon to run Shuva Kufa. If he ate drapers, if he did some kind of Aver, that wasn't a lot of Mahaveo. Above the Mamayna, when that comes to an Azeira in the area, being not a Mahavera, he stole money, he was in the father's son, or whatever, of the Mahavera, the man, And then they were all granted Tzayach HaNevua. And then two of the people, Elder the Mezaz, who were not there, were the other two of the Sabin Bamachamim. So what was exactly the Nevua that they were saying? Which are the Merdeshahs and the Emurahs, and the Nevua that they said was the Moshe Meis, the Yeshua Machamim. Moshe Ben is going to die, and Yeshua Ben is going to take over the leadership of the Jewish people. So we told it to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he said, Adoni Moshe Kloim, that it's not proper that they're fearing Rabbitzvah, they're fearing Nevuah. It's like, Mayra Halacha B'Shnei Rabba, one says Nevuah in the presence of Moshe Rabbeinu, so it's not in the Machane. Moshe Rabbeinu is the chief Nevi, and then someone else is the Masi Gvuvan, and he's saying his own Nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu said, no, me, can be heard by Allah Moshe Nevi. So as far as I'm concerned, everybody can be a Nevi. What exactly does that mean? So some Mefarshim give the following explanation.
The Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, in the middle of Masechet Shabbos, looking around Daf Mem Hey, so the Rambam quotes this in the Sefer Yatzar that a Navi who gives a nevuah, the nevuah doesn't necessarily mean that it's going to be absolutely fulfilled. It depends on the nevuah who says the nevuah the law. If the Navi promises something good, but then it's absolutely going to be fulfilled. The Bosham is not going to back down on that. But if the Navi is promised, if the Navi tells the people something the law, sure, if everybody will be miscalled, it can be broken. Or if the person will do a mitzvah tonight in Tzadim, then the Bola Rav will not be fulfilled. That's what we were discussing just yesterday. We were discussing the Nevuahs about Mechamed Golden Moberg and the Nevuahs about Moshiach and Yosef dying. So the Svarma says, it will be misfollowed, so you can shry up the Gzeres of the Bum. Even in the Nevi'im, talk so much about Gzeres of the Bum. It will be misfollowed. It won't be a Mechamed Golden Moberg. And Moshiach and Yosef won't die. You won't have to suffer. All the terrible things that are prophesied don't necessarily have to take place. The only Nevuah that absolutely has to take place is Urim Metunim. The more kind of wild Nevuah when the Urim Metunim lights up. Why is it called Urim Metunim? Because Urim means that it lights up Shem Urim Devein. Metunim means what's the Lashon HaGemara? Shem Nitamim Devein. I think there's an absolute Nevuah, the Hechlet. On the Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu was also, there are some Nechlites in one place in Chumash, the Nevuah, Moshe Rabbeinu was an absolute Nevuah. Then it wouldn't budge. When the Ramban writes a Nevuah with a Torah Binyam, like we spoke about before, you have the different Nevi'im were told to take two pieces of wood and put them together and do Ahim and do Ahim. Well, they have to go through the Tal Pantama. Tell the Nevi'im the word. The people will understand, no. Whenever you have Nevi'im with a Tal Jimmy, it means that it's Al-Kapan, absolute. It's not going to change. But if you don't have a Nevi'im with Moshe Rabbeinu, you don't have a Nevi'im with Urim Tumim, you don't have a Tal Binyam, so then we distinguish between a Nevi'im with Tal Gaz and Tal Gaz and Nevi'im with Tal Gaz. And Nevi'im with Tal Gaz, you can break the Gzair. The Shaykh, I did see that, this is my son, you can break the Gzair. So the Achrayim explained, based on the Rambam, that why should that be so? If the Nevuah LeRoh can be broken, if the Nevuah LeRoh can be broken, the Tzkayach HaTfilah of the person does Mitzvah Smite and Tzadim, so the Rambam will change it. The Rambam saying the Nevuah LeTzadim can also be changed. The Nevuah LeTzadim, the Tzadim was only promised if the person deserves it. If later on he doesn't deserve it, so are you promised? So the Rambam seems to say that the reason why is because the Torah tells us that this is the only way to test the Navi. If a Navi, how do you have a Navi Asheker? If the Navi prophesies that something is going to occur in the future, and then the time comes and it doesn't happen, so that's how you know that the person is a Navi Asheker. So if you say that every Nevuah that anybody gives can be totally right, everything can change. Exactly, you have to test the Navi. So the Torah says you won't be able to test the Navi. So the Hechayat, it must be that the Zohar Tzaybo, the Rav Shalom is not going to change. It has to take place. So the Zelt says, and some Achrayim have like this with Eretz, they write, Bamed Var Mamurim, when is this so? If you have to test the Novi. If the people don't know whether the Zelt is telling the truth or he's telling a lie. What if me, Yitem Mahor, call Amash and Nevi? What if everybody's a Novi? Everybody will know. He told the truth. We all heard the same Novi. Everybody knows. But then, even in the Zohar Tzaybo, it can also be Chayzer. So the best type is, I think Rabbi Kochan, if I'm not mistaken, in Hagdama to his Chubis, has this beer. Another form that has this beer. That when Elder the Neighbor said, the Moshe Meis, Yeshua Machnin, so the Moshe Meis, that didn't bother Moshe Rabbeinu. That was in the Zohar Law. In the Zohar Law, so we misfollowed on half cooking, and it was nice and tender, so that Zohar can be broken, Mishka Shalom. But Yeshua Machnin, that he said, I got in the Zohar Tzaybo, that Yeshua knew was going to be appointed, the Reisha Sanhedrin, on Zion other. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die, Zayin Ola, and Yeshua Ben-Nun is going to take over. So Moshe Rabbeinu is going to die, and he'll be Ois Melech, that the Zohar Tzaybo could be undone. But they said in the Zohar Tzaybo for Yeshua, and the Zohar Tzaybo cannot be undone. So Moshe Rabbeinu said, I wish that the Rebbeinu would make everybody a Nevi. If everybody would be a Nevi, so there wouldn't be any Yeshua testing out whether he's a Nevi or a Moshe. They said, so we'll be able to break back the Zohar Tzaybo. But in the Zohar Tzaybo, for sure you can break. In the Zohar Tzaybo, for sure. That's why it's shy to discuss such a concept. So I said yesterday when I was speaking that they write in a few of the contemporary Svarim that when the First World War, during the First World War, so many Jews were killed and suffered and so on, but people were crying. It was a tragedy. So someone mentioned to Achaim Brisker, maybe he has a good side to it, maybe it will be Yoichi Mohammed Golden Mother to this. Maybe this is Mohammed Golden Mother. Achaim got very unhappy about this.
So he says, just like there's a din of pikuach nefesh, is there the kalat al kula? So pikuach nefesh is there, mechanis go the mabu besa. We don't need go the mabu. And the lashon is that, so the Nazim said, there's going to be a go the mabu. So I imagine, I don't know, so I imagine what he must have, what he possibly may have meant, well, I can't think what he must have meant. Perhaps what he meant was that it's in the world of law. And the ball away, should be ma'akah. And the ball of tayyid can't be ma'akah. The Mashiach is coming, Mashiach is going to come after them. He's going to be kibbutz galim, that's in the world of tayyid. All the wonderful things that the Hashem promised is going to become a great in the world of tayyid. But in the world of law, and the Chemist Bebel Mog is in the law, and Mashiach and Yosef is going to die. So in the world of law, he can be ma'akah. And they say, that's maybe what he meant. We can do without tayyid, go to Mog. But you go like that also. He writes in the Munus Vedeir, that the Gemara speaks of the Mog, and Mashiach and Yosef being killed in the middle of Mohammed Gordon Mulberry, this is only if the Gula will be the Iko. The Gemara says in the beginning of Baal Basa, you have a passage in Marvel that the Iko Achishena, the Bershom of Gish, bring Mashiach the Iko to prophesy, and then he says, Achishena, I will hasten the deal of Mashiach. I can be the Hashtir. The Gemara says there are two possibilities. The Bershom of Kaveni Roish, when he wants to bring Mashiach, if Kol Karasi Kikim, so at least by that date, whatever that date is, and if an Eishol or Zechet, they deserve it, if they did Shuvah Shleim or whatever, then he'll bring Mashiach earlier. So I'll tell you guys right there, when does the Torah tell us, when is the Nabiim tell us, when is the Gemara tell us, when is the Nabiim 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 tell us, that if everything has to go, the Ito. But the Ito, if you have to wait till the end, when the Rebbe Shalom is Kaveh, then the Nabiim said it's going to be, with Kol Gemara, then the Mashiach and Yosef getting killed, whatever that concept is. But it's going to be Achim Shalom, it'll be Zechet, so we'll skip out of the Gemara of the Rebbe. So, now there is such a thing. We should have been inspired that we should be tattered from the Gaza Mogad, we should be tattered from the Chayyim Mashiach. All the Chayyim Mashiach said, ignore that, but that's in the world of that's Shaykh to disappear. We shouldn't have to suffer.
I could have used to have one of the